from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I still want to go back to that, but I want to get to what you brought up to my attention. I know the listeners are going to have their own lists as well, but I want to go back to our conversation with Jonathan Alexander, because if you didn't hear it, you can go back on the Odyssey app and listen to it. Like he clearly, Stephon Diggs, he doesn't think Stephon Diggs is going to play. I think it's a possibility, but I'll take his word for it. Kamari Lassiter, as I mentioned right before the break, it's a shame that the fans haven't even really gotten a glimpse of this kid yet, because he is I'm going to sound like John Harris or something here, but his ball skills are like his ball skills. Are like off the charts, like just off the charts. He's going to be cornerback two, CB2 for sure. But tight end, I don't see Brevin Jordan as this big. Like, he's a lock to make the squad.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it earlier. I think he's a secret weapon. Mm-hmm. I think they could kind of put him, I don't want to say anywhere, but. Mm-hmm.
Well, he ran a lot of slot.
Yeah, you can move him around. Mm-hmm. That's why I was wondering, like, man, I think the real fight is between Cade Stover and Teagan.
Yeah. I think Cade Stover might have the edge. And then we're going to see him. We're going to see him tomorrow night. So it's pretty exciting, man. We were excited last week just because football was back. This week we're going to see the starters. And one of the things that we're going to talk about maybe a little bit more in a little bit, I want to ask you about that. What's the perfect two series? Like the perfect way, if you walk away from the first quarter or the first couple of series tomorrow, Chris, get in on this. What is the perfect thing? And forget two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want to actually see?
I think the perfect series would be just moving the chains. Even if you get to field goal range and maybe you don't succeed right there and have to kick a field goal. I think that's a good series right there. Just running the ball, moving the chains, third down conversions. I want to see that. Mm-hmm. That's what I want. I think that would be a good series, a good two series.
Yeah.
That's not counting touchdowns.
I want to see no false starts. I want to see just a good offense that's able to move the ball and not get stalled. Like, just like you said, move the chains, passes are good, they're running the rock well, just like perfect offense. Now, of course, we probably won't get that. It's week two preseason, but still, that's what I want to see. Just a flow of the offense, that the offense is flowing. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, those are both good, but I'm going to be a little greedy. I might have mentioned this last week, like 2011 going into the preseason, when the starters were playing for the first time, just like tomorrow night. You had Matt Schaub playing well, Andre, you had Arian Foster, you had weapons, Owen Daniels, you had studs on that offense. That was a really good squad, the best squad since until this one. And I remember watching the first couple of series, and I walked away, and I was like, as long as they stay healthy, as they stay healthy, they're going to be in the hunt. So I'm getting greedy. I want to see a little wow. Okay. I want to see a little wow. Like, we've been teased with Stephon Diggs and Nico Collins and Tank Dell and Joe Mixon. Mixon's not going to play. Stephon might not play. But I want to be able to walk away with CJ throwing those dimes. You know, efficiency like you're talking about. But I want to see, like, okay. yeah, okay.
So you want to see a little, maybe a razzle-dazzle?
No, not like a trick play or anything. Or, just like a like this offense where, like you, go, where you go,
like, uh-oh.
It's going to be hard to stop.
He just took the top off.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to stop these guys. I want to see... I want to see a little bit of a wow.
You think they're gonna go deep? Like they go
whether it's deep or it's just like three guys are wide open, you know, and he's back there patting the ball behind the offensive line with time, and you're like, all right, you know, like this is a squad, you know. We've seen it at practice, but it's against themselves.
Yeah,
this is the Steelers. It's a real preseason game. It's ones versus ones, as many as can play, and I want to see that hint, you know, that little hint of
okay, I got you.
Yeah, they're legit. Yeah. They're legit.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.